إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The perfect mystic, the brave jurist, Ayatullah al-Uzma Mirza Muhammad Ali Shah Abadi Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, born in Isfahan in Iran in the year 1292 after Hijra, 1875 AD, to a noble household. His father, Ayatullah Muhammad Jawad Isfahani, was known as Hussein Abadi. His initial studies were under the guidance of his father and some of the best of the scholars in Isfahan. In 1304 after Hijra, 1887 AD, when he was 12, his father was exiled to Tehran by Nasiruddin Shah. With his brother and father, they migrated to Tehran. He continued his education for further 16 years in Tehran. He arrived at the rank of Ijtihad at the age of 18. He lost his father when he was 20 years old. In philosophy and mysticism, he achieved the highest levels. In 1320 after Hijra, 1903 AD, he moved to Isfahan for 2 years, benefited from the Hawza, and at the same time studied the book Qanun in medicine and learned French. In 1322 after Hijra, 1905 AD, the book Kifayatul Usul was published. With revolutionary ideas in Usul Fiqh, jurisprudence, to benefit from Ahund Khurasani, the author of this book, he moved to Najaf. Accompanied with him were his wife, mother and father-in-law. After 7 years in Najaf at the age of 37, after the death of his ustad Ahund Khurasani, he moved to Samarra and attended the study circle of Mirzaya Dovum and to teach fiqh, usul and philosophy. His lectures were among the best, liked and welcomed by the students. So much so that Mirzaya Shirazi remarks about his return to Iran as a great loss to the Hawza of Samarra. He, after a year's stay in Samarra and his mother's wish and emphasis, returned to Iran. In 1330 after Hijra, 1913 AD, he returned to Isfahan and later moved to Tehran. He lived in Khiaban-e-Shah Abad, the Shah Abad Lane, for 17 years, due to which he was known as Ayatullah Shah Abadi. 17 years of painstaking efforts in educating, researching, propagating, fighting the oppressions of the ruthless regime in Tehran. He recognized the true face of Reza Khan Pahlavi before his ascension to the throne as the King of Persia. He warned the ulama of the emerging dangers to Islam through Reza Khan. Not a moment was he silent. He was alert, aware, and fought the oppressions to his maximum ability. In this regard, his 11-month campaign against the Shah in the shrine of Hazrat Abdul Azim can be mentioned. In an atmosphere where the ulama feared to wear their religious attire, he educated 7 of his 10 sons and made them wear the sacred attire. Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi says, Marhum Aqa Shah Abadi, in addition to him being a staunch jurist, he was a perfect arif and a dignified brave warrior. At the age of 55 in 1347 after Hijra, 1938 AD, he moved to the newly founded Hawza of Qom. During his 7-year stay in Qom, the most renowned personality who benefited from him in Irfan during the complete duration of his stay was Imam Khomeini. Upon the request of the people of Tehran in large numbers, he returned to Tehran. His return heightened his political uprisings against the regime. Despite the mosques being shut down, propagation abandoned, his lectures continued and his mosque never closed. He continued propagating that Islam is in danger by the presence of the present government. Marhum Ilahi, one of the Urafa of Qazwin, says, Imam Khomeini met Ayatollah Shah Abadi in Madrasa Faiziya at Qom. I asked him an issue related to Irfan. He explained, and it was then that I discovered this hidden gem. I requested him to teach me, he denied. I insisted a lot and he accepted. Then I said, I have studied philosophy, it is Irfan that I want to study. That is Sharh Fusus. He rejected again, and on my repeated requests he accepted. Upon the instructions of Reza Khan, his pulpit was removed from his mosque. He stood and delivered his talks. The officers from the secret services reported against him. One of the officers once entered the mosque with his footwear. He, in a raised voice, said, "Fakhla'na alayk," remove your footwear. He told them such that they feared and left the mosque. When Ayatollah Shah Abadi was leaving the mosque, the officers waiting for him said to him, "We want you to commit not to deliver any sermons anymore." He replied, "Go and ask the higher officials to come." And when the distress just increased, he said with his hands extended towards the officers, "Begirid mara, miguyam mara begirid." Arrest me, I say, arrest me. Upon seeing this attitude, they were terrified and returned to their bases. Ayatollah Shah Abadi says, in the olden days, the public baths had a water reservoir. One day when Marhum Shah Abadi went to the bath, and when leaving the baths, he says, I was cautious the dirty water does not splash on me. A general was in the bath. He taunted, mocked and insulted me. I was very much disturbed by his insult. Did not utter a word and continued with my schedule. The next day, amidst his lecture, there was a funeral. When inquired, I was informed that general who insulted you yesterday, as he washed himself and walked out of the bath, his tongue got blisters. Every moment the pain increased, no physician could cure and nothing could heal. He died in less than 24 hours. Whenever he was reminded of this issue, he got hurt and said, I wish I was aggressive that day, as a result of which he could have been safe. Someone had spread rumors that Agha Shah Abadi is a Hakim, not a Mujtahid. In Tehran one day, a person came to pay his homs. He requested Ayatollah Shah Abadi to show him his certificates of Ijtihad. He was extremely upset, asked his wife to get the box wherein the certificates were stored. He ripped them all in front of him, pointing at his chest, said, knowledge is not in papers, Ijtihad is here in the chest. If the ulama gave me such certificates, it was due to my ability. I personally never went after these certificates. The only certificate that was remained was from Ayatullah al-Uzma, Mirza Muhammad Taqi Shirazi, Mirza-i Duvum, which was in one of his books. His wife says, when I am reminded of the incident, I always sigh and say, I wish I had not given him any of the certificates that day. Near his house in Khiaban Amir Kabir lived a physician who had music classes for his daughters. The music was quite loud. The neighbors were upset. He sent a message to the doctor to stop it immediately. He replied, "I will not stop. You do whatever you want." He waited until Friday. In his congregation on Friday, he said to the audience, "It will be a good idea that everyone who passes by the surgery of this doctor to stop by him, wish him salam and very politely request him to stop this sinful act. Everyone who passed by to fulfill his religious duty knocked and conveyed his concerns politely." A few days passed, the doctor was faced by hundreds of requests each day. The doctor, if he continued being adamant, he could neither practice nor live in that vicinity. He stopped the nuisance caused by his music lessons. One day when Ayatullah Shah Abadi was on his way to the mosque, Dr. Ayyub met him. He could not control his laughter and could not wish him salam. He stopped laughing, wished him, and said very easily, "With the support of the people, you stopped me. I was hoping you would complain through the judiciary, and for me convincing the courts was simple. I had never thought of the simple tool you would use to forbid me." Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi gave special regard and importance to Ayatullah Shah Abadi's lessons. He said, "If Ayatullah Shah Abadi, may my soul be sacrificed unto him, taught for 70 years, I would attend, as he has a new topic to teach every day." His political insight. Repeatedly, Ayatullah Shah Abadi said to Ayatullah Sayyid Hassan Mudarris, "This man who has not ascended the throne shows humbleness towards the ulama, kisses their hands, meets them, portrays his love towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The moment he ascends the throne, he will turn away from the ulama and the first to be kicked away will be you." Imam Khomeini in his works addresses Ayatullah Shah Abadi as the great perfect mystic Shah Abadi, may my soul be sacrificed unto him. Imam Khomeini says, "My mentor Shah Abadi instructed me to recite Suratul Hashr a lot, especially the last few verses starting from verse 18. His insight in jurisprudence. It was during his time that radio was launched in Iran and people were getting used to it. But as the media was in the control of Reza Khan, most of the programs were un-Islamic and were propagating the Western culture. This led the ulama abandoning every use of the radio. A group came to Ayatullah Shah Abadi seeking guidance regarding using radio. He replied, regretting that such a wonderful tool is not in the possession of the Muslims, he said, radio is like the tongue, which can serve sciences and culture, and can also say wrong. Therefore, buying and using it for useful purposes is permitted. The time when the loudspeakers were getting common, it was the opinion of a few of the ulama not allowing the use of such sound systems. When he was inquired as to whether he would allow buying a loudspeaker for the mosque, he replied, "What question is this? You must avail it. So long as I am alive, people must know that this appliance is no sin. Buying and using it lawfully not only has no problem, but it is very necessary." His son Ayatullah Nasrullah Shah Abadi quotes from his father that he emphasized as such in the night prayers, "Sincerely approach Hazrat Zahra Salamullahi Alayha and know that seeking help from her mighty station is the means of elevation of one's soul, increases one's ma'rifah, acquaintance with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Also before the adhan of Fajr, recite the salawat of Hazrat Zahra alayha salam." He said, "Even if it was for your world, be awake before dawn. If you got up and were not in the mood to offer the night prayers, just keep awake. Have a cup of tea. By this practice of being awake, you have availed the opportunity to worship at night. Keeping awake before Fajr is good for one's material and moral health. Keeping awake before Fajr increases one's sustenance, grants a beautiful face and a good character. In one of the Muharrams in the first Ashra where he was reciting, he repeated the same topic 3 times every day. And on the night of Ashura he said, God, you be a witness that I repeated this one sentence 30 times in the last 10 days. I have delivered the message. I have written to the ulama of Najaf, Qom, Isfahan, Mashhad and every place that I knew and I could. And tonight for the last time I say in this gathering that Reza Khan is the puppet of Britain. His aim is to destroy Quran and Islam. If he is combating me, it is not because of myself. Imam Khomeini said, I never saw a soul more gracious than the soul of Marhum Shah Abadi. In addition to fiqh, philosophy and mysticism, in politics too he was second to none. To his students requesting tips for spiritual improvement, he said, say your prayers on time. Leave every task aside and offer your prayers. Try to say them in Jamaat. Be wise in your dealings. In your merchandise, always be content with the minimum profit. Let there be no difference between your relatives, local or a foreigner. Let the minimum profit be your motto. In paying your dues, although you can wait till the end of the year, and the Imam alayhi salam has allowed you, but you pay them every month. One of those who applied this program says, he instructed me in the month of Rajab and in the month of Ramadan, it was Zuhr. I heard the Azan join the Jamaat. Amidst the prayers, I saw the Imam present, but at the time of the recitation of the surahs, he was absent. Present again, absent in the ruku, so on and so forth. After the prayers, I went to him and said, where were you in the prayers? He was amazed and said, I've been upset at home and in the mosque. Amidst my prayers, I was reminded of the ill behavior and I was absent and then I returned. This continued a few times during my prayers. This was the effect of strict application of his program for 2.5 months. My sight was opened. I continued with the program and further visions were seen that cannot be described. Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, I asked many as to why God has created man, but never got a satisfactory answer. Until one day I asked Ayatullah Shah Abadi. He replied, God has created man to represent him. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. He says, one of the Sunni scholars wrote a book and claimed his book would devastate the Shias like the striking of a lightning. But the writer himself quotes this hadith in his book that one midnight Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha does not find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in her room. I searched in all the rooms but did not find him anywhere. Until I saw him on my room's roof, his head and feet uncovered, saying God by Ali, and supplicates to God. He again said Ilahi bihaqq Ali, and supplicated to God. Aisha says, I said to him, did you not find anyone better than Ali, that you are seeking God through him, saying Ilahi bihaqq Ali? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, by him in whose possession and might is my life, I looked in the skies and found none better than Ali. I looked in the east and in the west and found none better than Ali. That is why I seek God through him, saying Ilahi bihaqq Ali. On the 9th of Muharram, the agents of Reza Shah came to his mosque, not allowing to mourn. with an excuse that you have to seek the permission from the cultural ministry to Sayyid Ali Asghar Al Ahmad, a well-known reciter, he said, start Ziyarat Ashura. The entire congregation was in Aza, in mourning, and wept a lot. He, Ayatullah Shah Abadi, then addressed the agents of Reza Khan, tell that low bully not to bother the people and their mourning, and inform the Minister of Cultural Affairs to shut his ministry. This is our Ministry of Cultural Affairs. He said, you can correct yourself better as long as you are young. Don't lose this youth, as it will be very difficult to correct, if at all you are lucky or get an opportunity to correct. This obedient servant of Allah, the glowing sun from the skies of Irfan, after 77 years of a blessed life, sets on Thursday, 3rd of Safar, 1369 after Hijrah, 24th of November 1949. With utmost respect and honor, he was laid to rest in the sacred shrine of Hazrat Abdul Azim Hassani alayhi salam. Wa salamun alayhi yawma wulid wa yawma yamut wa yawma yub'athu hayya. وسبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.